God says, and I'm going to give you a series of principles. God says, learn to discipline your body to get up early. Now, let's look again in our Bibles, starting at Proverbs 20 and verse 13. And remember, when we read these verses, this is the Word of God. The Word of God is God speaking to us. When we pray, we're speaking to the Lord. But when we read His Word, we're hearing His voice. And this, so when God speaks, it's kind of like we should really listen. Look what the Lord says. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Wow. Earlier, look in chapter 20, verse 4, the lazy man won't plow because of winter. He wants to sleep in. It's too cold to get up. It's dark in the morning in the winter. And the Lord says, learn, look at this slide, to discipline your body to get up early. Now, let me ask you something. Do you have mind over mattress? Do you set your alarm and get up? Do you know what you should really try and do? Get up as soon as it rings the first time. If you train yourself, you know what will happen? You begin to learn to get up early by choice with no alarm. For me, I wake up basically about the same time every morning. I wake up sometime between 5:30 and 6 every morning. And what's interesting, Bonnie and I have found out, when I change time zones, I still wake up at that time. And so, you know, sometimes it's 3:30 in the morning, but it's just like clockwork, because the Bible says, do not love sleep. Chapter 20, verse 13. Here's the second principle. God says, learn the discipline of doing the hard jobs first. Then you can do the easier jobs second, and then have fun. Now, where does it say that in the Bible? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29, and then we'll go to 24. But Proverbs 22 and verse 29, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. We all know that from life. The person that practices their piano until they're so proficient that they don't seem to ever make a mistake, or the athlete that so practices whatever their, whether it's their golfing or their shot, they are practiced. See what it says in the Word of God? They are the ones who excel in their work, and they will someday stand before kings. In other words, they will become recognized. See, God says there's a reward for following His Word. His Word says, don't love sleep, get up. His Word says, excel at your work. Keep going to chapter 24. This is fascinating. This is contrary to how most of us think. Look at chapter 24 and verse 27. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward, build your house. Don't make your comfortable nest first. The easy thing, you know, kind of like, you know, roll out your sleeping bag and get it all fluffed in your pillow and then maybe take a little nap. No, go prepare the hard stuff first. See what it says? The outside work. Make it fit in the field. That's tackling the hard part. That's the rocks, the hard ground, the thistles, the thorns. That's the difficult work, the blazing sun or the rain or the whatever the difficulty is of being outside, as opposed to the comfort. Okay, look back at the slide. Learn to the discipline of doing the hard jobs first. Thirdly, this is what God says about working hard and not being lazy. Learn to like your work, even if it's hard. Let's look at Proverbs 12, 11. Proverbs 12 and verse 11. It's very interesting when we think about how the Lord, what He's saying is so contrary to what we, in our modern society, that's denying the creation mandate, that's denying the Creator, it's denying the roles God designed men and women for, as well as everything in marriage and family. It's just fitting that they're opposed also to the work ethic. But Proverbs 12 and verse 11 says this, he who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, and he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. Basically, what it says is tilling land. Remember, clearing the rocks, plowing the hard ground, planting the seeds, keeping the weeds out, all that is hard work. I don't know if you have to be born liking to farm in 3,000 years ago. If you wanted to eat, you had to farm, or you had to tend sheep, or you had to shear sheep, or you had to, do you understand what I mean? There was nothing else. There wasn't an easy way to earn money back then. It was hard work. And see what the Lord says? Look at the slide. Learn to like work even if it's hard. How do you do that? Ask God to grant his blessing and favor on your work. If you want to read about this, the account of Joseph in Genesis 39 is fascinating. Do you know what it says? When Joseph was put in prison, he didn't just mope and get in the corner and say, God, how come you're abandoning me? He learned all about what was going on in that jail where he was, and he began to be the jailer's assistant. See, Joseph understood the creation mandate. He understood work, and he asked for God's favor. Do you have a hard job? Boy, some of my jobs I've had over the years are really hard. Very tedious. Very monotonous. My father worked in the same job for the same company in the same building for 46 years. He excelled in what he did. And he used to tell me that so many of the men hated their jobs. My dad loved his job. And he worked for General Motors, and when they gave him a break, inside of his lunch pail, he had all these things he brought with him to work, and he taught himself Greek, and he taught himself Hebrew, and he taught himself theology. Even though he wasn't able to go past high school in his education formally, he continued his education all 46 of his years until he became known as a Bible teacher, until he became known as a spiritual leader. Look back, learn on that slide, learn to like your work, even if it's hard, and ask God to grant his blessing and favor on your work. Next slide, the fourth principle is this: never try to make money by deceit or fraud. If you do, watch out. God says, I am not going to allow that to go on. I'm going to punish you. The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he casts away the desire of the wicked. The treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs 11:18 says, the wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. See, God says, I'm not going to allow you to make money by deceit for very long before I get involved. Now, the wheels of judgment of the Lord are slow, but they always, always recompense. The third reference, Proverbs 16:8, better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. And finally, Proverbs 28:8, one who increases his possession by usury and extortion. Usury is overcharging interest. Extortion is threatening and taking money directly. It gathers for him that will pity the poor. In other words, what the Lord says is you're going to lose your fortune. Someone else, I'm going to let them have it. So don't try to gain money by deceit or fraud or injustice. The next slide, number five, God says it's wrong to assume others owe you a handout. Oh, boy, is that timely. Whether they've worked hard or not, don't fall into an entitlement mentality. Let's look at Proverbs 13:4. It says, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. He isn't willing to work, he's lazy, but he wants something. He desires, his hand is out, and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. God says it's wrong to assume that others owe you a handout. We are living in a nation that is moving away from God and his word as fast as they can. And as they move away from God and his word, they move away from what God said in his word, that if anyone will not work, they shouldn't eat. And so we have an entirely organized entitlement society where people are entitled to get income with no work. And I don't mean the severely handicapped or sick or elderly. I'm talking about people that just say, I don't work. You owe me. You're too rich and I'm poor. Give me what you have. That is in opposition to the Word of God. Number six, God says, work hard and don't be lazy. Now let's talk about this. If you are a lazy person, or if you tend toward laziness in a certain area of your life, what does God want us to do? Confess our sin to Him. Let's look at Proverbs 28:13. Because this principle, Proverbs 28:13, which should be among your favorite verses in Proverbs, it is mine. This is what the Lord says, he who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Whether at home, at work, or in ministry, all we have to do is admit to God that we haven't been working like He wants us to, that we have been rebellious because of our pride and living for ourselves right now, following foolishness. We are not submitting to His word that says we're supposed to work. So, whether at home, at work, or even in ministry, admit to God that you haven't been working as hard as you should, because He knows it already. And all we're supposed to do is ask Him to cleanse us from that sin. That's His will and that's His plan. Next slide. Abandoning laziness and growing in diligence means you must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to look at some practical steps about that, but let's look at Proverbs 31:27 for a minute, because I love this verse. And I think that it's something that as young people, we constantly should have as a goal to be like the biblical characters. And I know that so many of you, I see the percentages of students, both enrolled as well as viewers in YouTube. Most of you are half my age, or much less than half my age. And look what this says should be all of ours, but especially your goal. Proverbs 31:27, it says, she watches over the way of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Abandoning laziness and growing in diligence means you want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us to be disciplined, to have mind over mattress, to not be like the hinge on the door where we flip and flop and try and sleep every possible moment and say, oh, it's too hard to go outside, it's dark or it's cold or there's a lion out there, but saying, I want to obey your mandate to me. I don't want to be foolish. I want to live life your way. How do we do that? Here's some practical steps. The next slide. If God says to work hard and don't be lazy, and we're struggling with laziness, number one, ask the Holy Spirit to make you a hard worker for God. If we're weak, God gives us strength. His grace is sufficient. Secondly, and this is what I have done for a lifetime. That's why my Bible's marked up. Read, reread, and even memorize the Proverbs that pertain to laziness and work. I want to fill my mind. Think about this for a second. Do you know how we overcome laziness? Both a work ethic and laziness are attitudes. And only God can change us on our inside of our mind. You see, God is in the business of renewing minds. He is in the business of energizing our minds. So read and reread and even memorize the Proverbs that pertain both to laziness and work. And thirdly, trust God to overcome any bad habits you've developed regarding work and diligence. And when you're tempted to be lazy, seek, cry out for the Spirit's help and remind yourself of what the Bible teaches. So, what does God want us to do in order to obey Him and work hard and not be lazy? The same thing He wants us to do when we're afraid. We cry out to Him for help and confess and forsake our fear. The same thing when we're anxious, when we have wrong desires, when we feel bitterness coming on, when we don't want to obey the Lord and don't feel bold enough to share His word. It's all the same. It's a choice of calling out to the Lord and finding His grace to help in time of need.